This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bonte. Oh, that's right. Bonte Hill's in studio. No Joe Shasky. He's out today. Enjoying his long Easter Sunday, I'm sure, weekend, Good Friday, going to church. I don't know what he's doing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We got Bonte Hill in the building, Joe Spadoni alongside him, halfway home on a non-payday Friday, but nonetheless.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, excuse, that's right. Oh, wow, okay. Excuse me.
Speak for yourself.
All right.
BPA, is he still around?
Oh, he's around. He called yesterday. He's very impressed with Steve Kerr's coaching.
Oh, is he?
He's very impressed
with something.
Yeah, he's very impressed.
Every time I look at him on TV, on Twitter, he's replying to somebody. He's telling somebody to STFU and
really?
This and that. He's like,
that doesn't sound
just
like him.
So negative.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative. I also have the gifts of sight and common sense.
That's him. That's BPA.
No, that's not him.
We're coming to you live, by the way, from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Our boy Sam Gadiri. I know he's locked in on Rockets, Warriors. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And Bonte Hill, like I said, is in the studio.
Oh, baby.
And he is brought to you by River Islands. He's got the tattoo on his back of River Islands. He's got what?
It's kind of big time to be like, hey, Bonte Hill's brought to you by River Islands Guest Line.
It's pretty big time.
Mama, I made it.
Well, just like Adam Wexler, who joins us now, is also brought to you by River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game are brought to you by River Islands, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Adam, good morning. Adam, obviously, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, Rockets flagship station, and he's a radio analyst for the Rockets. All right, Adam, be honest. You're watching the game on Tuesday. It's Grizzlies. It's Warriors. Winner plays you guys. When Ja Morant turned that ankle, you went, uh-oh, we got to play the Warriors. Right? Is that how you were feeling?
I don't know if it was uh-oh, but you'd have to be blind to think the Grizzlies are better than the Warriors. They just flat out aren't. Same record during the regular season means little when these two teams weren't the same all year. Nobody thinks the Grizzlies were better. Not here either. So, yeah, it was kind of a foregone conclusion at that point. A little surprising it took all the way till the final of the thousands of mistakes the Grizzlies made to finally end the deal.
You know, Adam, thinking about the Rockets, I thought they were a team that would fade. You know, obviously a lot of inexperience on that team outside of Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks and Ime Udoka, of course, who helped lead the Celtics to a finals appearance against the Golden State Warriors. But a lot of youngsters on that team, a lot of guys who hadn't been in this territory before in the Western Conference. And, you know, at one point they won 15-17. So, Adam, are you surprised that the Rockets were able to hold on to the number two seed in a loaded Western Conference?
Not really, because I think every team has a little bit different attitude towards how they want to play and how they want to finish. I think it came all the way till the final couple of games, until maybe the final 2 weeks, till teams finally realized it kind of, you know, we really need to push for this. And the Rockets felt that way the whole season. Mm-hmm. They were done with the season, three games to go, and were able to rest the way they wanted. We clearly saw how, you know, a couple of games the Warriors lost late in the season. Losing to Houston is fine. Losing to San Antonio is not. Mm-hmm. And similarly, the way that the standings felt, and they really don't know any better. They got guys who are young and can play every night. They didn't really need to rest guys on back-to-backs just because. And they played for it during the regular season, much more than I think some of the veteran teams that are in the Western Conference really needed to. I mean, look at the star power at the top of the Lakers with LeBron, the Clippers with Kawhi and James, obviously the Warriors with Jimmy and Steph. It's a very different makeup of the team. You want to be healthy when the playoffs start. These guys are, and that's why the West is going to be unbelievable.
How are Rockets fans feeling about this series? Because obviously they got that big win over them a couple Sundays ago, 106-96. It was Şengün. It was Draymond. Steph obviously held to 3 points. That might have been one of his worst offensive performances I've ever seen. Amen Thompson is that guy. He was guarding him the whole time. So when you first saw this series as a possibility, what were your initial thoughts and how are the fans overall feeling out in Houston about it?
There's no doubt the fans are feeling, not again, because Looney was there back then. Draymond was there back then. Steph was there. And obviously Steve Kerr. And these guys all still matter. I think all of them will play a significant role in this series. It's a totally different Rockets organization, though. None of the players were here. Fred and Dylan have played against the Warriors in the postseason, but none of these guys have played against these Warriors in the postseason, and nobody really even on the bench, none of the coaches, a few people in the front office, the rest of the organization, myself included, we've been here for all of this stuff. I was in California for a lot of those road games covering the team back then, and it is a little bit of, come on, man. But the other side of it is, who do you want to beat more? There's nobody the Rockets fans should want to advance past more than this team, but it's a massive challenge. As much as this team has changed, adding Jimmy Butler was, if not for the Luka ridiculous trade, this would have been the biggest deal in the NBA. I can't believe people didn't see it coming, that he was going to make this kind of difference. So much better than Andrew Wiggins. No offense to Wig, but this is just a totally different caliber player.
Yeah, no, different player. And the free throw attempts for the Warriors, they're third in the league since he's come aboard to the Golden State Warriors. But looking at the Rockets here, obviously they played the Warriors five times this year. And I would say each of those matchups, with the exception of the first game, maybe that was 127-121, was played at the Rockets' pace. Now, I know the Warriors won 3 of the 5 matchups, and they held the Rockets to under 100 points in 3 straight matchups. But we watched that game a couple Sundays ago, obviously at Chase Center. I was in there, and I just came away impressed with Amen Thompson picking up Stephen Curry 94 feet and defending. And I actually thought the Rockets stood up to Draymond Green and company not getting punked. And Imo Udoka barking at Stephen Curry. I was, wow, maybe this Rockets team does have a mentality here. How are the players feeling about the series? Are they saying, hey, look, we're the underdogs, we're getting slept on, we can take this team? What is the vibe in that locker room right now after playing the Warriors 5 times in a regular season?
Yeah, the chippiness you were experienced there, I think you saw it in a lot of their games against Golden State, but that's who they are. I mean, we joke about it on the broadcast all the time. Don't mess with the Rockets. They get chippy with everybody. Mm-hmm. There's guys nearing, you know, not fights, but there's skirmishes constantly, and it didn't start this year. It started last year. The influx of these types of veteran players that don't back down, specifically Dylan, and obviously Ime Udoka, they are absolutely a reflection of, we want to defend, we want to rebound, we want to play physical, and we're standing our ground. And that's what they taught this young group of players. Amen obviously follows that very, very well because of he's so defensive-minded. There was a little bit of me for that game that thought, why unleash this in this game? Just wait till you get to the playoffs if that happens. But it was a little, you know, I think there are more people that get some credit for what they did with Steph, how they handled that. And I thought Jalen Green probably had one of his best defensive games at the times where he had to defend him. But this is a matchup that they know they can compete with this team. They played them 5 times. They beat them twice. They only saw Steph in 3 of those 5 meetings and only saw Jimmy in the final 2. So there's still a lot of chess pieces to move and cards to play, I think, for both teams.
So you mentioned, you know, the experience from Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, obviously, against the Scott. Another guy that actually played pretty well against the Warriors last time they played for the Rockets, obviously, is Steven Adams, who has a lot of history going back from multiple teams going up against the Warriors, especially against Draymond Green, shot to the nuts on line 1. But the X factor for you, Adam, like, who should we be talking about in this series that's not going to be talked about a lot, whether it's the national media? Because a lot of people listening to us right now don't know a whole hell of a lot about this Rockets team, because they don't have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, right? They don't have a LeBron. They don't have a Jokic. Şengün's a nice player. He's nice. I don't think he's a household name for a lot of Warriors fans that are listening right now. So who should we be talking about more looking into this matchup on Sunday?
Yeah, none of the best Rockets players are household names. As Sunday night will be the first playoff game for all of them, these young group of players. I think I'll take you back to the game Bonte mentioned earlier, the pace game at 127-121 early this season, Tari Eason. If you guys, I'm sure, recall, the Rockets were getting embarrassed, absolutely blown out on their home floor. They were down by 30-plus, and they forced overtime. 100% because of Tari Eason. He was everywhere. He brought them the energy they had to have in a game that they were losing like that. Wouldn't let them say, okay, we'll lose by 10, we'll lose by 12. He wanted to win. And that needed to be seen, I think, by that team. And that's what they're going to have to see. They're going to have to win a playoff game in this series just to learn they can win a playoff game in this series. And it really needs to come in game one so they're not headed back to Golden State in a tough spot. But among the players that maybe the nation, like you said, doesn't know, I would certainly say he'd be at the top of the list.
Well, I think Tari Eason's an interesting one because remember, he was doing that chirping last year, Adam, the Rockets coming out to play when they were making that push to try to be that play-in team. And the Warriors are fading. And then Draymond obviously clapped back with
the Rockets coming out to play.
So he's definitely a household name here, Bonte. Absolutely.
You know, Adam, Tari Eason, he's a hell of a player. And that was funny, the back and forth last year between Tari Eason and Draymond Green. But I'm looking at Şengün. And you mentioned that first game. And I thought the Warriors played Şengün off the floor. And I thought the Rockets, wow, with their small ball lineup with Amen Thompson and Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr., I wonder how much they will go to that. Although Şengün was phenomenal in that Sunday game. And I thought the way he didn't back down from Draymond Green was very impressive. But how much do you think the Rockets can lean on Şengün against the Warriors small ball lineup? Because I still think that's a thing the Warriors will love to take advantage of. Şengün, he's a little slower with his post-up moves. He's an all-star. He's a hell of a player. No doubt about that. But I also think the Rockets small ball lineup could be an X factor in the series, Adam.
Yeah, I looked a little bit at the game on Tuesday night and the way the Grizzlies, who are an awful defensive team, decided to be even worse when they said, I really like this Butler on Edie matchup. Let's go with that some more. This is really going to work out. I love it. If the Rockets play their double big lineup, which they did a bunch over the final 2 months of the season, it would have to be a concern in how do you match up defensively. Mm-hmm. If Draymond's on the floor without Looney, that probably means somebody is going to be out of position defending Jimmy Butler out on the wing, and he'll absolutely destroy them. So I think they'll try to figure out what lineups might work best. Şengün was inconsistent against the Warriors, kind of based on who the Warriors had. I actually think Looney is an exceptional defender, specifically against Şengün. And the Rockets had a tendency to say, well, this is our go-to guy. This is how we're running the offense through him. So they kept giving it to him, and he just didn't have the advantage for enough of one of those particular games. But I think the Rockets are pretty savvy at figuring things out on the fly. If it's not during this initial game, it'll be over the course of the series. And I do think the fact that they did at least see the Warriors twice post-trade will help a little bit in what they want to do with them. They played a little bit more zone the second part of the season, have the Rockets defensively to maybe try to give them more opportunities to use the lineup they want. And I think they feel so confident in how they play and how they're the best rebounding team in the league and they're the best offensive rebounding team in the league. And the Warriors are not among the best defensive rebounding teams in the league. They're going to miss shots against Golden State, and probably a lot of them. But they're confident that we're going to go grab the rebounds, and it just won't matter.
Yeah, 21st in three-point percentage and field goal percentage in that game a couple Sundays ago at Chase Center. The Rockets, I believe, were 6 of 16 from the free throw line. So they will throw up a lot of bricks up there. There's no doubt about that. But Jalen Green, the first four games against the Warriors, I believe he shot 25% from the floor and scored a grand total of 42 points. Now, Wiggins was a primary defender in the first three games there. Jimmy obviously came aboard and they beat him, and Jalen Green didn't really play in the second half. Remember, Ime Udoka basically benched him. Where is Jalen Green at with this Rockets team? Where is he at as a member of this team? And what is his long-term future with the Houston Rockets? Is there still a belief system that he's one of the core guys moving forward with that franchise?
It was an 82-game season. He played all 82. The four games he played poorly against Golden State, the first four, I don't think that they're overly concerned about that. Could change over the next 4 to 7 games, but he got his extension, although not a max, this last offseason. So did Şengün. He's their leading scorer. He is their so-called go-to guy on a team that really doesn't truly have one. I honestly think the fourth quarter of the last meeting, the 20th quarter between these two teams, means something because even though they did what they did to Steph, the Rockets had a 1-point lead at the half. It was a one possession game into the fourth quarter. And for about 3 minutes from about 5.5 minutes to 2.5 minutes, Jalen scored all the Rockets points. He had 4 straight shots, step back on Steph, 10 points in a row for that team. And he put the game away. He needed that success against the Warriors, not knowing that they'd see him again, but certainly now that they are, I think that actually matters a great deal. Warriors have some pretty good defenders on the perimeter against him, and I think it's shown. But I think his willingness to allow his teammates to maybe be the better options in certain matchups like this one is something that he's probably willing to do. When you asked me earlier which of the lesser-known players maybe people don't know about, that's why I didn't say Jalen. Jalen is the 100%, no question about it, no debate about it, X factor for the Rockets. If he plays well, shoots well, they're going to win this series. But that's a far cry from what he did in the five matchups during the season.
Adam Wexler joining us here on the Morning Roast. Bonta Hill and for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni here. Adam, obviously host for the A-Team on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Adam, one more for you. Great stuff right here. Ultimately, though, what do you think happens? How many games, who wins, and why?
I mean, I do think it's definitely a long series. I think the Rockets just need the proof that they can win. So win one of these early games, win one of the two games clearly in Houston. They already know they can win at Golden State. It's not a Warriors team that proved to be invincible at home, and previous years they have been. So deep series probably goes to a seventh game. I hope the Warriors are the team that needs to push it to a seventh game. I'd hate to go to Golden State down 3-2, but I do think it goes seven. I do think that it's probably the most entertaining first-round series in the NBA, and predictions are tough. It's tough to see this Warriors team play the way they did the last 2 months and expect a first-round exit, especially to a team that has so little playoff experience from the core that they're going to be counting on in this series and moving forward. But, you know, why not just go homer? I'm on enemy territory radio today. Why not just say Rockets in seven?
Hey, there it is. I'm not mad at it.
Dylan Brooks, man. Dylan Brooks is he's had a hell of a year for you guys, 10-13 in that last Sunday game. But I always do Rockets fans feel like me when Dylan Brooks hits a couple shots early? I'm like, boy, that's the best thing that's going to happen because he's going to continue to chuck them up. How do Rockets fans really feel about Dylan the Villain?
They would have thought the same way you did and the rest of the NBA did prior to this year. But I pointed this out just before the playoffs began. Each of these two teams that are playing in this series had a three-point shooter that hit exactly 39.7% of his three-pointers this year. It's the presumed terrible three-point shooter you're suggesting, Dylan Brooks for the Rockets, and it's the presumed unbelievable best shooter in the history of the NBA, Steph Curry for the Warriors. They shot the exact same percentage on threes this year.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy. I actually did not know that. That's a great stat right
there. You look at the numbers, it is. He's had a hell of a year.
Hey.
I'm actually a Dylan Brooks fan now, believe it or not.
Steve Kerr forgave him. He said he broke the code a couple years ago in the Grizzlies, but he's a hell of a player. So Steve Kerr obviously doing the gamesmanship early on here. Hey, Adam, great stuff, man. We really appreciate the time, and good luck covering the series. Should be a fun one.
Appreciate it, guys.
There he is. That is Adam Wexler, Sports Talk 790 out in Houston, the Rockets flagship station. That was good stuff there. Hey, Jalen Green, he said it right there. That's the X factor. If he shoots well and plays well, they're winning this series.
He is, because those first four games, as I mentioned, Spadone, he shot 25% from the floor in the first four games. Now, three of the games, Andrew Wiggins was that point of attack defender. He did mention in the fourth quarter that Jalen scored 10 straight, and one of them was on Stephen Curry, a step back. So I'm interested to see the defensive matchup for the Warriors on Jalen Green. Will we see Jimmy Butler on Jalen Green? Will we see Draymond Green at times on Jalen Green? Moses Moody, can he hang with Jalen Green? So you want to cut the water off because he's athletic as hell. And if he gets his jumper rolling, all of a sudden it opens up the entire floor for guys like Dylan Brooks to drive and slash. Van Vliet, who we didn't talk about, has shot 22% from three against the Warriors this season.
Awful
will he hit those
game.
Open threes God. In the playoffs? Because he's a playoff performer at times for the Rockets, and he's their little pit bull.
He's a doppelganger, too.
He is. I know. He's got a lot.
I mean, he got more gray now than he does. He's getting up there, though.
His lining is a little crispier than mine. You know, I'm a little jealous of Fred VanVleet.
Pocketbook must be $100 million, too. Must be
2019,
nice.
When I ran into him out there at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, it's a little flex. I was like, VanVleet, man, they say that we're like long-lost brothers. He goes, yeah, I can see it a little bit. I was like, but your bank account looks a lot better than mine. I was wearing flannels at the time. I almost wore a flannel this morning.
Did you? You gotta stay bundled up in the Great White North, though, right? You gotta stay bundled up there.
I do love Toronto, man.
Do you? Action? Toronto's got a lot of action in Toronto?
Hockey Hall of Fame. Action in terms of what? What type of action?
Just the nightlife. The buzz is buzzing out there.
I don't know. I was in the hotel room asleep by 10 o'clock.
Please. Come on, the poutine? Come on, the gravy with their fries?
The poutine.
I can go for some of that right now, by the way, 8:23 a.m.
Listen, let me tell you something about the poutine. They had a speakeasy in Toronto. Nick Friedell was there. Cousin Nick.
Cousin Nick.
This girl, she comes in, goes, no cell phones, da-da-da-da-da. And it was like this big old shelf of wine bottles. She picked the pink one,
Rose.
Hold it down, and the shelves just open up. Like, it was like, open up, like a speakeasy. Boop! Open up, and it was like, music, girls dancing on the pole. It was unbelievable. Whoa. I was like, whoa, what's
you
going
and Nick
on in
Friedel,
here?
Huh?
Oh, it's Slater.
Wow,
there's
Slater.
There's a few of us out
new
there.
New father, Anthony Slater?
It was a little bit of time.
Then
Dubas, when I went Dubas out there. And, yeah, let me just say,
Sports Hall of Fame.
Toronto's, yeah. Coming up, by the way, Bayer Sports Hall of Fame is coming up,
next
month.
Who's up for it?
Eric Wright's getting inducted.
Okay.
Eric Wright, former corner from the 49ers. Super Bowl champ. I got to get the rest of the list. I forget. But
well, you mentioned the nightlife out in Toronto. I don't. I mean, we know Houston. James Harden on line one, the nightlife out there. H-Town. Who's going to be courtside for that? Remember E-40, I think, in some of those series. Yeah. Houston, it's the Nexus.
Travis Scott.
Chameleonaire.
Travis Scott was out there. Chameleonaire. Paul Wall.
All right.
No doubt. Maybe Mexican OT.
Okay.
Maybe my boy Big X to plug.
Big X? Is he a Dallas guy or is he Houston?
I think he's a Dallas guy.
Okay.
He's a Dallas guy.
Maybe he's defecting
he's
after
Dallas
that.
Guy.
Maybe he's one of those guys that's defecting now.
Yeah.
Nico Harrison, what he did, trading Luka, obviously. Dallas, big game tonight against the Grizzlies.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Still thinking about the poutine fries and the poutine.
I'm hungry.
Fries.
People are making fun of me, Bonte, by the way, eating Doritos at 6 in the morning. They were getting on me about that. What's wrong with that?
I used to eat Doritos at 7 in the morning
all
the time. The morning shift is different.
Thank you.
Sometimes you get a little hungry. We can't just walk out and go get food.
We can't
just order food. You know, it's a lot going on here. So the only thing we have in the vending machine are Cool Ranch Doritos or some Fritos. What do you want us to do?
Thank you. You get me, all right? You get me. 888-957-9570. Reaction to Adam Wexler on the other side. And he mentioned something there, which I do think is interesting, and we can pick up. The disappointment level, if you get bounced in the first round, and the expectations heading into this playoffs for Warriors fans are what? If they truly were one and done in seven,
right.
Would we look at this season as a failure? I want to get into that on the other side. Because remember, people, they were basically the 11th seed 2 months ago. I get it. Things have changed.
Things have changed, Padone.
So let's get into
playoff
that.
Basketball's back it's in the back. Bay, Dumb Nation. The hell, you be quiet for a second. Dumb Nation, where the hell you at? The playoffs are about to start. They're going on another run. Year 16 is Stephen Curry. He's coming off a game in which he had 37-8-4, and he's got tape all over his right thumb. He's got bilateral knee tendonitis. He's got a pelvic contusion, for crying out loud, and he's still dragging his team across the finish line. Playoff basketball's back in the Bay. Let's go.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shashky on 95.7 The Game.
Is this banda? Is this mariachi? Well, I don't know what this is. Great. Whatever it is. Is this Mario Kart? Bum, 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 Diddy Kong Racing?
Bum, 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 bum.
It's good.
1, 2, 3. It's 5, 6, 7.
Are you going to be dancing like this after Sunday when the Warriors win game one?
Oh, there will be no dancing. You don't dance after winning game ones.
Oh.
You dance after when you win championships, Fedoni. I know you wouldn't know about that. Wouldn't know about that title life.
Do you have a ring? Do you?
Yeah, for City College San Francisco.
Oh, stop it, please.
Washington High School.
Turkey
Bowl champs.
I got a trophy.
Turkey Bowl champs, 12-0.
Best news radio station. Shout out the Becky Awards.
Oh, the Becca Awards.
Yeah, 2019.
Becca Fest.
That's right. Me and Ryan Williams. Big Ryan Williams.
Oh, yeah, big Ryan. Big Melvin.
The Big Melvin. There you go.
You guys won an award, Becca Fest?
We did. There you go.
I think I may have judged that one.
Yeah, you might have.
Yeah, right? I was a judge for a few Becca
Fest. Oh, was there some insider trading there going on?
Maybe.
We won't talk about
biases. Shout out Len.
888-957-9570 is the number. It was nice to hear, you know, Steiny in the back, Bonte in between the breaks, chopping shop, talking shop.
Well, we only talk when we talk Celtics. So we're talking about Celtics.
Celtics doc. Yeah.
Celtics doc is unbelievable.
I can't wait for the Warriors doc in about 20, 30 years. Is Bonte Hill going to be a part of that?
If they call me.
Oh, my God.
There's another doc coming out, too, May 6th. About Javaris Crittenton and Gilbert Arenas.
Oh.
Gungate in the locker room. I think it's called shooting. It's called the title, I believe, is called shooting guard.
Get Plaxico Burris.
It's called shooting guard.
Get Plaxico Burris.
It is not called shooting guard. Come on.
I swear to God. Hold on. I'm pulling up. Gilbert Arenas.
Give me the drop. You know you want to play
Where is Job?
The Gilbert Gills Arena with like Josiah Johnson and Kenyon Martin and Rashad McKinney. They're wild on that show.
Now, who's my other guy? Do you see Vernon Maxwell?
All the smoke.
Oh my God.
Matt Barnes does a hell of a job with that.
I love all the smoke.
I do love all the smoke. I'm not going to lie. I'm an all the smoke fan. What is this called?
That's Bonte, by the way, in studio, brought to you by River Islands Guest Line. We got Casey. We got Oreo Cookie. We got JJ. 888-957-9570. Your confidence level, Dub Nation, heading into game one this Sunday is what?
Real quick. It's called the Netflix sports film Untold Shooting Guards. It's Gilbert to read us. And Crittenton.
That's a five Crittenton. For the title. That's an Shooting absolute guards. Five.
Very risky title. No, I kind of like it. Insane.
Gilbert's all about it. Gilbert Arenas is out of his
mind. So Jaws, obviously, in the sequel.
Oh, man.
Hey, I liked the grenade throw. I thought it was hilarious. I was actually hoping that Steph would do one into the crowd, and the crowd would go, boom! But they didn't. Steph's very, much too classy to do that. Speaking of class, when I think of class, I think of KC. In San Jose, who wants to join in the conversation? Good morning, Casey. Say good morning to Bonte. He's loving life right now. Casey,
of course, Bonte is loving life. Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We can now. Yeah, that was a dramatic pause you had.
Oh no, it was just respect for Bonte making a comeback after 45 days. Of talking about how is Jimmy going to help this team. For 45 days, all he said was, Jimmy's not going to help this team. Coldest take ever.
Wait. First of all, I haven't been on the show since January 31st. All right? The trade deadline.
As a host, right?
So as a host. Number two, my question was, why Jimmy after what happened in South Beach, Miami? Was it a question of the player? The player's a dynamic player in terms of getting to the free throw line. But how would his ISO play intertwine with the rhythm and flow and the read-and-react system with the Golden State Warriors? How would that fit? How would that work? Now, it's not just me who didn't know it was going to work. There's a lot of people, including experts, who didn't know if it will work. And you know what? It's worked so far to get them to the playoffs.
Fair, Bonte. I'll say this, and this was my basketball point after, you know.
Oh, I forgot you, Casey. Unfortunately, I do know you.
Yeah, that's right. Joker to Batman, man. We all need it. But it's good to have you back. But that being said, man, the entire playoffs, and obviously starting in the first round, it's all about Jimmy and Steph. Whatever they need to do, and it kind of relates to JK too, because we always talk about him. But the rest of the team have bought in. I know they're a little rough the last couple of weeks, but whatever Steph and Jimmy need to do, Kerr has adapted in midseason. In fact, honestly, I can't wait till the offseason, entire offseason with Jimmy. I know we should be talking playoffs now, but the way they have adapted, and if the rest of the team plays like they've been playing, Rockets, oh my God, man, I feel sorry for Houston. You could hear from the guy you guys had on before. Yeah. They're scared.
Oh, yeah, they're nervous. They know they're done. Roster. It's Warriors in six. That's my prediction. But, KC, how far are the Warriors gone?
Oh, he just
he's gone?
He's gone.
He's always coming out.
We'll do that. We'll do rapid fire last hour. Warriors, Rockets, who you got and how many games. I want to do rapid fire predictions.
I want to do some X factors.
Yeah.
Is any Warrior fan concerned? We're not doing the concern hour. Well, Sausalito Shasky is not here.
I don't think there is a lot
concern.
Of concern.
Oh, my God. We're so concerned. We're so worried. We're nervous.
The confidence level is so high with this region. When Dave Fleming joins us yesterday.
Well, he's always confident.
Well, just listen to what he said. Just dismissing the Rockets.
They're going to beat the Rockets. The experience level of Curry and Butler and Draymond Green. Rockets are talented. Rockets are good. Rockets are athletic. A bad break, I think, for Houston to have the Warriors fall into that seventh slot. OKC would have been a whole different thing, I think, if they had to match up with them in that first round. I think the fact that they won that game the other night and avoided that matchup, I really feel strongly that the experience of the Warriors in a best of seven will prevail. After that, then, you know, I'll be less certain. But the Rockets are really good. I just think this early in the playoffs, it's very hard for, I would be shocked if the Rockets aren't playing in the next round after this.
Obviously, man, if they are playing in the next round, a little misspeak there from Dave. But your teammate, Dave Fleming, NBC Sports Bay Area. So there you go. Dave on the call yesterday when the Phillies evened up the series and got the split 6-4 over the Gigantes.
Yeah, the Rockets,
would you be shocked? No, real quick.
I would be very shocked if the Rockets won the series.
Wow.
Very shocked. I mean, their numbers, they don't shoot the ball well. And if you just box out, make sure that they're not pounding the offensive glass and not grabbing a bunch of offensive rebounds. Now, they're going to get to a lot of loose balls because they're so damn athletic, and that's one area the Warriors are going to have to fix here, getting to the 50-50 balls. When you're an older team, less athletic than the Rockets. How do you win the 50-50 balls? You got to make sure that category is as even as possible, because the Rockets will get out to those 50-50 balls, get those loose balls, get out on the break and start dunking on your head. You don't want that happening. Obviously turnovers with the Warriors. I thought they did a great job the other night, Spadoni, committing only 10 turnovers, 5 in each half. Mm. And then you look at the points off turnovers, in which that category has flipped since Jimmy Butler has come aboard, 27-12. Warriors were a plus 15 in points off turnover. So you want to continue to dominate that category. The Warriors shouldn't win this series in 6. I believe they will. I believe they'll win game 1 or 2. They'll get the split down in Houston.
Do you think it matters?
Win every single home game.
Sorry, not to cut you off there, but do you think it matters if they win game 1 or like or not?
I would like to see them win game 1.
I think that would shake that young Rockets no team. Doubt. If they were to win game 1 of both of them, obviously you want to take one of them, right? But I think if they go all out and win game 1, and you'll see what happens if game 2 get greedy, we'll see. But you just really need one of them. If I'm the Rockets and I lose game 1 though, like emotionally, I feel like, oh man, here we go. Like the doubt's going to start creeping in.
Especially with the way the first round is structured, but on with the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Sunday game and the Warriors, look, I know 1 to 6 days off, and you know, a lot of Warrior fans weren't scared of the L.A. Lakers, which is all fine and dandy. But you play the Tuesday game, you get 4 days of rest here, plus the travel days baked into it. But then you play game 1 on Sunday, you get 2 full days off before game 2 on Wednesday. Then you get another 2 days off before game 3 on Saturday. So the Warriors could take full advantage of that schedule, because after game 3, it's every other day of the series.
Yep, absolutely. 888-957-9570. Your confidence level heading into the series against the Rockets is what, Dub Nation? Again, you can call or text us now on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Oreo cookie, how you doing, bud? I can go for an Oreo cookie right now, by the way. Oreo, how are we feeling about this series? You confident?
Oh, baby.
Are you choking on a doobie over there? Choking on a doobie Oreo cookie?
Man. Might be an Oreo cookie.
Wake and bake?
I can't do it like the king. The Kang is back.
What up,
y'all? Said it, not me.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question about strategy, man. I wanted Kerr to go inside out and play Jimmy at the elbow. I want to go inside out, man, and have the rest of the guys cutting and moving from there. And I think that's an avenue to get Kuminga in there, because he's also good on the block. So my level is real high. So I got the Dubs winning, and this is Oreo cookie. And let me tell you this, Allen Houston, Whitney Houston, there's always problems in Houston. Dubs in 5, baby.
There it is. That's going to be like a rejoin for the next 2 weeks. Save that, Stephen, like in the back. Like good stuff from Oreo cookie. I had some Oreo cookies yesterday. But it was like the Whole Food knockoff.
If you do Oreos, you got to do Oreos.
Well, I know, but knockoff. Well, I didn't
tuxedos.
Buy them. I didn't buy them. They were there. I ate them. So,
oh, okay.
But they were passion fruit and strawberry. And I got to tell you, I smashed like 5 of them in a row. I needed to be on abundant life weight loss is what that was telling me after that, because I had a problem, Bonte.
Yeah,
there's certain cookies where I can eat like Tagalongs or like Thin Mints. I could smash an entire box.
You said passion fruit. I automatically thought about the Drake song on, I think, the More Life album.
Great song. Great beat. Yeah, it's a great beat. I have it somewhere on the board. We don't play a lot of Drake these days for obvious reasons. The guy just, he's gotten cooked the last year.
He's gotten cooked.
Oreo
cookie makes a great point about inside out basketball. That's what the Warriors are at their best with Jimmy Butler. Go inside out first. Open up those 3-point shots by going inside. Now the Rockets, they'll get around there, and I don't know what their blocks pregame is right off the bat, but they are long and athletic, so they will challenge you and contest shots at the rim. I saw Amen Thompson in that third quarter last time out against the Dubs in that 106-96 loss to the Rockets. He came out of nowhere, rejected Jimmy Butler's shot damn near into the third row. I was like, damn, where the hell did he come from? So he's going to be everywhere. You do have to be balanced, though. You can't have... Say if you get 85 field goal attempts, you can't have 50 of them coming from the three-point line.
No.
You definitely have to have that balance offensively, because that'll open up the three-point shots for Stephen Curry, and that'll open up the inside lanes for guys to cut to the basket like Kapaz, Moody, Jimmy Butler to play off of that. So this is going to be a fascinating series, because the Rockets do a lot of things to take away stuff from the Warriors, like the Grizzlies, right? Stephen Curry got 13 three-pointer shots up. Ime Udoka company are going to make sure they limit that. When they, like, teams come in, especially in the playoffs, Spadoni, if you could get Stephen Curry to attempt less than 10 threes a game, you've done your job.
Yep.
You've done your job. You don't want him going crazy out there, getting up 15 threes, 17 threes, 20 threes, because then that tells me he's feeling good, he's in rhythm, and he's getting a lot of possession time. So something with the possession time, I know you want to take a call here.
No, you're
good. Some interesting numbers that Mully broke down.
Please.
Remember that four-game gauntlet?
Yes.
The Warriors had with Memphis, the Lakers, Denver, and the Rockets. They went 3-1, which I think anybody would have taken 3-1. But the ball in Stephen Curry's hand, he had the ball in his hands for like 7 minutes and change against the Grizzlies and the Lakers and the Nuggets. Against the Rockets, that last.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This game, he only had the ball in his hands for over 3 minutes, like 3 minutes and 15 seconds, which tells me that when he got blitzed at half court and doubled and Rockets forced him to give up the rock, they did not allow him to relocate and touch the basketball again within that possession. That is something to watch for in this series when Amen Thompson and Dylan Brooks are pressing and bumping Stephen Curry and they blitz him and double him at half court. What adjustment will Steve Kerr make to make sure that Steph Curry has more possession time game to game against the Rockets?
And that puts the onus up much more on guys that are going to be wide open that need to take those threes. The Draymond Greens of the world, who was shooting it at a point during the Jimmy Butler era now, he was shooting it pretty damn well. He was a double-digit scorer for a stretch there. Can he get back to that? I'm not asking him to be a double-digit scorer every single game, but a couple times in this series, it would be huge. They'll probably win those games if he is aggressive like that. You look at Brandon Podziemski, right? Pulling the trigger when you need to. Mm-hmm. Going back to shooting guard. And Moses Moody as well, right? Like, those are the guys I'm looking at to step up from beyond the arc when things aren't going well. And the guy that had the best game against the Rockets last time he played them, can we get a Buddy Hield game here or there? Like, that would be huge because he's going to have some open three-pointers as well. Let's go to JJ in San Jose. His confidence level is high, according to this little excerpt in the box here. Good morning, JJ. You're on with Spadoni and Bonte. How we doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday. What's up, Bonte?
What's up, JJ? What's
good
going
to hear
on,
your
baby?
Voice, brother? Yeah. Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice. And you guys are, you know what? This is why I love this show, because you guys are so, like, high-level thinkers when it comes to the Dubs and basketball. You guys are took the thoughts right out of my head, because I was – I got Dubs in six, and let me explain why. I think we can get a game out there But based on what happened the last couple games or the last couple weeks, I wouldn't hold it past us, the Rockets, getting a game up here if we don't get our stuff together. So I'm going to give them a little bit of, like, we're going to have, this is just how the Warriors track record. We might give a game away, but I got dubs in six because at the end of the day, we got the dogs on our team. But you guys made a huge point. They are going to do everything in their power to make sure Steph don't get the ball, because that's been proven effective these past couple weeks, which is why we ended up in a play-in game, because every team that we played face guarded him. And Iman Thompson, you know, I haven't really watched the kid, but word is that this kid is he's legit. And they're saying he's one of the best young athletes in the game. Dylan Brooks made a career off trying to stop Steph Curry, and he didn't really have much success. But right next door, Fred VanVleet, he made his bones is guarding Steph in the finals. So they got so much invested into guarding Steph that I think it's going to require a third score, which leads to me. I'm just going to Dub fans, we're going to have to deal with it. A third scorer is going to be needed, and your boy Pods might want to take that spot, and he's going to make his mistakes, and we're going to go crazy because we wish somebody else is in his position. It is what it is. We're going to need a third scorer to actually make some moves in these playoffs, and if we do that, we'll be good.
You know, Spadoni, good JJ call, JJ. Hell of a call.
Pods, last time they played the Rockets, he had the second most points on the team. He had 19, 7-14 shooting.
And you know what he did in that game? Because the Rockets were really closing out on those three-point shots, he took it to the mid-range game.
Yep.
His midi was hitting in that game. And Pods has an underrated mid-range game from 15 feet out, 12 feet out. And let me just tell you, Spadone.
He just seems to limit the turnovers.
He limits the turnovers, he'll be fine. His last 34 games, Brendan Podziemski, the Warriors are 23-11 in those games. Pods shot 41% from three in his last 34 games of the regular season. 41% from three.
He was one of the best three-point shooters in the league. The last month, it was like him and Steph.
Yeah, he was shooting like 50 at one point. And then you look at his field goal percent, it's 47%. And overall, his numbers, 15 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. I'm really interested to see Pods in his playoff series because, obviously, we forgot he made the all-rookie team first team. He came in, he was struggling. But he told everybody, my shot's going to come around. And I don't know what it is about Pods.
Broke his nose, too, and he had to wear a mask.
But you know what? The guy works on his craft, dude. He's a gym rat. He's in the gym early. He's in the gym late. He's working on his game. He's got irrational confidence. And I love what he said after that gauntlet. He was basically, you know, they were talking about his stretch where he's shooting 50% for three. He goes, look, man, if you want to be an all-star, you need to do it day in and day out. I haven't gotten there yet. So I know some people think it's irrational confidence. Some people call it arrogance. But you got to have that in this league.
Yeah.
If you don't have a little arrogance against some of the best ballers in the world, then what are you doing?
You don't
Pods,
think-
I like that call, that point by JJ. I think Pods will be up for the challenge.
You absolutely need to have that. You don't think Tari Eason, who was doing all the smack talking in the world last year in a play-in scenario, doesn't have confidence? I think that's the one thing the Houston Rockets do have a lot of, because I do think they're listening to the noise. And you best believe Ime Udoka, the coaching staff, they're playing all the stuff that the media said. No one believes in you guys. Mm-hmm. These are the champions. That's Steph Curry. That's Steve Kerr. No one's giving you any credit. Vegas is against you. Everyone's against you. So they're definitely going to be playing that. Right. The confidence, and they're the underdogs in this series. And they're going to be playing like it in game one. And that's why I think winning and stealing game one, maybe stealing strong, because we all think this team is going to win.
It's a tone setter, though.
It sets the tone. Yep. And it says, you know what? No. We're big brothers. Right. You're little brothers. You guys aren't ready for this. Mm-hmm. We have Jimmy Butler. We have Stephen Curry. We have Draymond Green. And we have Steve Kerr.
No doubt.
And you don't. That's what you need to say on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. And these other guys, like the Moody's. And now Moody hit a little bit of a slump. Defensively, it didn't affect his game whatsoever, which was what I love about Moody. He could shoot the ball poorly, and he's still going to give you A-plus effort defensively. He's going to die for loose balls. He's going to try to defend at a high level. But they need to get his three-point shot rolling. His last six games going into the playoffs, not even including the play-in, in which he went 1-for-4 from three, just 33% from the three-point line. He's going to have those open corner threes. And Moody's an underrated. He could finish at the rim. He's been dunking on people's heads. He's been driving to the rack, hitting layups, showing some emotion. So I'm very happy, and I'm very intrigued to see how Moody and Pods play in their first significant playoffs. Now, I know Moody's been around, but he hasn't played much in his playoff games. I'm very intrigued and excited for Moody and Podziemski to get this experience to play in high-level playoff games.
I thought he did a great job on Ja Morant. And Ja Morant obviously is one of the best playmakers and athletes in the game today. He's incredible. He's even with the broken or not broken, the rolled ankle, he still is putting fear into the paint. He had some floaters here and there, but I thought he did a great job after getting crossed up in that first quarter and everyone was oohing and aahing, like, oh my goodness, Reggie Miller going nuts on the broadcast. Right. Oh my goodness. And Ja, what was he doing? He was chirping. He was laughing at the bench. He's like, he can't guard me. Well, he did a pretty damn good job on the rest of the, and he was up for the assignment. So, especially against this Rockets team where not like they have all Ja Morants, but there's a lot of big athletic guys that are going to try to do the same thing, and he's going to be up for the challenge. It's Brandon Podziemski for me, and when he could be opportunistic defensively is going to change things, because I think he's learning a lot from Jimmy, picking and choosing his spots, when to intercept passes, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to think a play ahead, right? Because let's be honest, if I'm the Houston Rockets looking at this matchup, is how can I pick and isolate Stephen Curry and Brandon Podziemski defensively? That's what they're going to try to do. They're going to hunt those guys because we know Jimmy and Draymond are some of the best in the business on-ball defenders. They're going to get up in your face. They are very, very good. They're going to try to isolate Pods and maybe Moody to an extent, but I think Moody's going to be more up for the challenge. He's bigger. He's stronger. But Pods, can he get those charge calls again? I'm kind of missing that Pods when he was just getting those charges left and right. Can he be opportunistic again, those blocks like it should have been towards the end of the stretch there? The 2-minute report, they said they made a mistake. It should have been a block and not a defensive blocking foul, obviously. Yeah. So
that was a hell of a play.
It was a hell of a play. It was great. That whole last minute was just god-awful. God. Yeah, and the refs, we haven't even talked about the refs. Well, there's going to be a ref game here in the series. There's
how do they call the series? Yeah. Are they going to let them play or are they going to call fouls? Now, I don't want to hear it. Look, I know a lot of Warrior fans, they did not like the whistle Tuesday night. I would say the whistle favored the Warriors.
Yes.
Honestly, they got 34 free throw attempts.
34.
And since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, the Warriors are third in the league in free throw attempts. Jimmy Butler averages nearly 8 free throw attempts per game. Steph is nearly at 6 free throws per game since Jimmy Butler's come aboard. So, look, the officials are going to be the officials. You know how, Spadoni, you've been around me for a long time. Yeah. They've never been worse. The officials are awful. God awful. You got to play through the whistle, though. Because they're going to make some bonehead calls. They're going to make some bogus calls. How many refs I see out of position making a call? And I'm like, wait, there's a ref under the basket looking right at the play. Doesn't make it. You got a guy 50 feet away blowing his whistle. What the hell are you doing? So I'm not going to get into the refs right now.
Not too short.
It is what it is. The guy who threw out Luka Doncic at Oklahoma City, JT Horn.
Oh, my God.
He's not even in the postseason rotation.
Oh, my God.
He's not in the postseason rotation. So these guys are terrible. I mean, the refs are what they are. Control what you control, which is how you play.
Dominate the controllables. Shout out Rob Saleh, back as defensive coordinator of your San Francisco 49ers, draft in a week. Darren, Richmond, how confident are we feeling about the Dubs in this series?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, man. I think I got the Warriors in 7, man. First, I want to congratulate Bonte on his new gig, man. I see what you're doing over there, man, so congratulations.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
It's all good. Man, so I like the Warriors in 7, and here's why. The non-Steph Curry minutes are very, very important. We got to get somebody else that can score the ball. The last caller mentioned Podziemski. Buddy Hill got to get his head in the game, period, point blank. He'd be lost in the sauce. We got to get J.K. some minutes. Now, my second point is we give up leads like they donations, fellas. We should have won the Clippers game. We was up 20 against the Grizzlies. Now, granted, today's game, 20 points is not a lot. But we still can't give up leads like that in the playoffs. This is a young, athletic, high-energy team. They play above the rim. So we gotta do that, and we got to stop being careless with the ball towards the end of the game. I get moving the ball around, but sometimes we move the ball around way too much, and we shooting against the shot clock, and then you feel what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
M.A. Udoka is a great coach. He got those young guys believing. The last game they played against the Warriors, they gave Steph a hard time. They're coming in this series with a bunch of confidence, and just like the last point the other caller made, we going to give up some games. We going to give up at least 2, but I still got the Warriors in 7. Thank you, y'all, fellas.
Good call, Derek. And Thanks, Darren. They can't blow a 20-point lead. I thought the end of the second quarter, they did not finish the first half well. The go to say Warriors.
End of the quarters in general.
End of the quarters, not good. The Clippers game on Sunday, Norman Powell hits a 3.
That was big.
I'm looking up. I'm like, how are the Clippers up 2? The Warriors played a really good first half.
Only made 3.
And controlled them. Now, the non-Steph Curry minutes the last 2 nights have gone well for the Golden State Warriors, but he's right. They blew a 30-point lead early in the season to Houston. Now, Steph didn't play in that game. They've blown some leads against Houston. Even in the game on a Sunday where they felt like they had control, but Houston came chipped away. So, look, man, he is right. The non-Steph minutes will be very important, and that's where you're going to see Jimmy and Draymond. Maybe there's Quentin Post within that combination, which I believe. Maybe Keith Santos can hit a couple threes. And look, Buddy Hield, Steve Kerr has done a great job with Buddy Hield, I believe, over the last month. Mm-hmm. If Buddy doesn't have a role and he senses it, Tuesday night against Memphis, but no. Buddy only played 12 minutes and 6 seconds.
He didn't play a lot. Yeah.
He didn't play a lot. So that is what it is with Buddy Hield. So he is right, though. The non-Steph minutes will be imperative for the Golden State Warriors. You have to at least be neutral, or as they say in soccer, level.
Thank you. I like the soccer reference, obviously. Arsenal's going up against PSG in the Champions League semifinals, and it's going to be Barcelona taking on Inter Milan. My guy, Robert Lewandowski, balling at age 37 for the old guys. Let's go, baby.
Bayern Munich, Harry Kane couldn't get it done.
You hate to see that, don't you? Harry Kane can't get it done, huh?
They're going to win.
Not the first time we've heard that, huh?
Hey, but what's that league out there in Germany? They're going to win that league.
The Bundesliga?
Yeah, they're up 6 points.
They always win in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, but last year they didn't lose. It was going to be Harry Kane's first trophy.
Was it Bayern Leverkusen last year with Xabi Alonso?
Look at you. See, come on, you can talk soccer.
I can absolutely talk it. Liverpool, your guy out there. Yeah, they're going to win.
Signed an extension. Liverpool's running away with Premier League.
You see Mo Salah getting the hair plugs, by the way? The hair's looking immaculate for Mo Salah.
Yeah, maybe hair plug suits.
No, stop. You're good. You're going to Turkey? With Alperen Şengün?
You can go to Turkey, get hair plugs and good suits.
Okay, the more you know. Well, they got the Turkish silk out there, don't they? And the nice rugs. Nice. Yeah, okay.
But these
it's a different kind of rug up top. You like that? Come on, we're funny guy. Steve Kerr, you mentioned him. He feels like they have everything they need to win this first round series.
I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been deep in the playoffs, two finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami team's there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're going to have to play well to win.
If we are going off experience, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Bonte Hill in for Joe Shasky today, brought to you by River Islands. If we're going just off experience, Bonte, I don't think there's a more experienced team right now in the NBA. If you just look top to bottom of the best three players on this team with the head coach, there is not a more experienced team than this Golden State Warriors from the big boys. Now, it's the lack of experience from the others that you have to worry about, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously it's baked into Draymond, four-time champion, Steph, four-time champion, Steve Kerr, a bajillion-time champion as a player and a coach, and Jimmy Butler being the best player on a team that's been to the championship twice, been to the finals, I should say, twice. There's so much experience factor there. And Kevon Looney, I don't want to sleep on him. Multi-time champion as well, who's going to have some minutes.
He'll be a factor in the series.
And Gary Payton's won a title. So, again, there is some experience with the others. But it's the Pajemskis. It's the Moody's. It's if he plays the Kamingas, Post, obviously. It's all those other guys that is going to be the factor. So when I look at the matchups in this series, ultimately, I am going to be taking the Warriors in this. And I don't know if it's five. I don't know if it's six. Hell, maybe seven. I just know that the experience matters in these things. I've seen it time in and time out. I'm trying to find a way for this Rockets team to, I'm trying to like, you talk yourself into like, all right, well, how does it happen, right? Well, and we got our guy Adam Wexler saying, you know, if Jalen Green, if he's that guy and can shoot the ball consistently and efficiently, he feels strongly that changes everything for them. Because at the end of the day, I just don't think the Rockets can score with the Warriors. If the Warriors are on and shooting the ball, I just don't think the Rockets can keep up.
But you know what, though? They are bad at scoring the Rockets again. 21st in three-point percentage, 21st in field goal percentage. However, the numbers, when the Warriors and Rockets meet up, all these games, for the most part, with the exception of the first one, when the Warriors went up 30 and the Rockets came storming back with Tari Eason and Amen Thompson picking up full court, these games have been played at the Rockets' pace. The Warriors just averaged 103 points per game against Houston this season. That's advantage Houston. Mm. If it's in the low 100s, that means it's a Houston Rockets-style play and Houston Rockets type of game. Warriors got to get up in the teens here, 110, 112, 115, and that's going to be difficult with the Rockets because they are a really good defensive team. They'll mug it, they'll hold you, they'll grab it. But you know what? It's within the rules. They're a physical basketball team. They get up into you. They press your full court. And you know one thing they do, which I don't get, and not every team has a personnel, it's knowing the head of the snake, Stephen Curry. At by all means necessary, anybody but Steph. Malcolm and again, I'll throw these numbers out here. Stephen Curry against Denver had the ball in his hands for 7 minutes, 36 seconds. Against the Lakers, he had the ball in his hands for 7 minutes. Against the Memphis Grizzlies, when he dropped 52 points, had the ball in his hands 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Against the Rockets in that last game, Steph only had the ball in his hands for 3 minutes and 15 seconds, which means every time he crossed half court and they ran a pick and roll to try to get a switch and get Amen Thompson off of him, they blitzed the hell out of him. They doubled him. They got the ball out of his hands. And when he tried to relocate, they were aware of it, and they didn't allow Stephen Curry to touch the ball back in his hands. So that adjustment that Steve Kerr has to make right now as he's game planning for the Houston Rockets, I can't wait to see how he unlocks Steph in this series after getting that on film, in which Steph Curry only scored 3 points. They know, okay, how do we now open up Stephen Curry? Does he bring the ball up the floor? Does Bods bring up the ball off the floor? Does he bring the ball up the floor? I mean, does Steph Curry just play 2 guard here in the starting lineup and just run off multiple screens and just have him set up down in the half court? So that's going to be fascinating to me to see how the Warriors make the adjustment from the Rockets blitz at Steph every time he has the basketball.
It's a great point. And, you know, Stephen Curry, obviously, he's going to get all the shine. He's one of the greatest players, if not the great. He's the greatest shooter. He's going to be a top 5 player maybe when it's all said and done, if he's not already there. He is sensational, but it's Jimmy Butler for me. And
this is why you bring him here.
This is why you bring him here. And you know what? It's a homecoming of sorts for him in this first round. Obviously, there's a lot of history, him being born in Houston, Texas, very difficult and rough childhood. If you've ever looked up or, you know, done your research on Jimmy Butler, the guy's had a very tough life leading up to it. So when everyone says, oh, this guy's kind of off, this guy's kind of weird, well, look up to his past and maybe it explains why Jimmy is who he is right now. So this is a homecoming of sorts for him as well. And I wonder the emotions for Jimmy heading into this series. It's going to be very, just given everything that's gone on these last few months.
Jimmy's locked in.
No, I know he is. I know he is. And that's why I think he's going to be incredible in this series. Like you, I think he's going to be full playoff Jimmy from game one in this, because I look back to that last game, he wasn't shooting the ball a whole hell of a lot. He was more of a facilitator. Yep. He was the defensive guy, 4-7. He got to the line only a couple times. He did knock down 1 3-point shot. But I look to him, if Steph's getting hounded like that, I think he's going to take it upon himself and say, you know what? Yeah, guys, playoff Jimmy is activated, like you saw against the Clippers, like you saw against the Grizzlies. I think we're going to see this Jimmy going forward now being that much more aggressive and having that ball in his hands and that ISO ball that Steve Kerr's kind of feeling a little bit now. And you know what? I'm feeling it too. I get it. We've gone accustomed to the ball movement, but the sucker in me, Bonte, you know my favorite player. He's Kobe. I love me some ISO ball.
One on one.
Like Kawhi doing it to Draymond towards the end of the game. Yeah. I know you were fearing a little bit. It's like, oh God, Kawhi's gonna hit this jumper. They're gonna go home. I was calling it, but that didn't happen, obviously. And they got to overtime.
Well,
but there's gonna be some moments where Jimmy might have a game winning shot, and I'm here for it.
I was disappointed at the foul to give that Draymond had with 2 seconds left.
It allowed them
because there was only 2.5 seconds left on the shot clock. And it allowed the Clippers to have the final possession regulation.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. I was a little disappointed there, but you know what? It was a hell of a game. Kawhi Leonard's a tough guard. He's a very tough guard.
So sick.
One thing the Rockets have done in the 2 matchups, and because Jimmy, again, he averages nearly 8 free throw attempts per game with the Warriors, 18 free throw attempts the other night against Memphis. But in the 2 games against the Rockets, since he's been a member of the Golden State Warriors, they beat him right before the All-Star break, 105-98. And of course, they lost that last game. Jimmy Butler, only 10 free throw attempts in both games, which tells me that the Rockets, with their size and athleticism, the Jabari Smith Juniors, the Tari Eason's, the Dylan Brooks, the Jalen Greens, the Amen Thompson's, they've done a good job of keeping Jimmy off the free throw line.
Disciplined. Comes from Ime Udoka.
Not going for the pump fakes.
Yep.
Not going for the pump fakes against Jimmy Butler. Not going for the head fakes and not putting him on the free throw line. So can Jimmy get back to the free throw line against the Houston Rockets? And can he finish? Now, he may have to step out and hit some threes here or there. In the 3 games going into that playing game, now obviously he had 38 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He was dynamic, 21 of the 38 in the first half. He was unbelievable. But Jimmy's on a heater right now.
Yep.
27 a game, 28 a game, 33 and 37 before that last game against Memphis for the free throw line, 36 for the 3-point line. He was 2 of 4, got up 4 3-point attempts in that game against Memphis. I do expect Jimmy to shoot more threes in this series, but he'll take what the defense gives him. But can the Rockets keep him off the free throw line? That's going to be even very important for you, for the Houston side of things there. And for the Warriors, getting Jimmy back to the free throw line so you're allowed to set up your half-court defense which doesn't enable the Rockets to play in the Yelp court and get out on the break and start dunking on your head and get layups or whatnot. So that's going to be a very important this series.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I'm just going to be playing that every single show. Why not? West is in Castro Valley, wants to join in the conversation. West, how are we feeling about this matchup? Sunday, 6:30. I know you're going to be locked in.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The Rockets head coach, what's his name? Pete Carroll?
Ime Udoka.
Ime Udoka. I'll be
wait,
quick.
Hold on. Wes. Why'd you bring up Pete Carroll? I gotta know. I want to know.
It's the rah-rah style.
I could not. Real quick. Hey, there is not polar opposite Ime personality. Udoka. Not even close.
When I see Ime Udoka, is like, you want to mess with me? I'll beat you to hell up.
No, he's Suge Knight. Pete Carroll.
Come on, Wes. The guy's wearing Nike Cortezes on the sideline. What NBA coaches wear? When I think of Nike Cortezes, I think of some of the biggest gangsters I grew up with in the Bay Area, in the Mission District. When you wear Nike Cortezes, you're about that life.
You know what Pete Carroll wears, West? He wears Air Monarchs. He does not wear those. He wears
not wear Nike Cortezes.
I think behind closed door, he's a rah-rah guy. You know what I mean?
Sure. Continue, West.
But I'll be quick, guys. I have no idea why Steve Kerr is not playing Guy Santos more. I mean, he's that guy's a dog. He does the dirty work. He knows how to play. He has high IQ basketball, I think, given a chance. Can we just get Buddy Hield out of the rotation?
You need some shooting, and you need the threat of shooting. So, I wouldn't go crazy about Buddy.
Thanks, Wes.
He only played 12 minutes the other day.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy. And Guy Santos played 6 minutes the other night. We'll see how much he plays.
I'm still reeling from the Pete Carroll, Ime Udoka comp. Pete Carroll's like 80 years old.
Dude called in and just said, I want to talk about Guy Santos. And then I don't know where the Pete Carroll thing came from.
The rah-rah, there's not, they're completely different, by the way. Completely different. I don't think Pete Carroll's also having the extracurricular activity that one Ime Udoka.
I mean, would Pete Carroll yell at Stephen Curry walking into the locker room?
No. You know, what's your deal? Is that what Ime Udoka said to Steph at the half court?
What's your deal?
What
you complaining about? I don't know, man. The guy's wearing Nike Cortezes on the sideline. Looks like he's putting up 400 pounds on the bench press.
Not only did he
go look at him.
He went at LeBron last year during the game.
Called him the B word and said, what you going to do about it?
He can't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is crazy. Oh, that's what Ime Udoka. He's a hell of a coach, though.
He is a hell of a coach. He took that team was maybe a step. If Steph doesn't go off in that fourth quarter, that's Celtics team's going up 3-1, probably winning that series.
Yeah.
So I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ime Udoka as a coach because this Rockets team, again, there's not a lot of household names, a lot of young talent on there. They got some veteran leadership, obviously, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks. You got Steven Adams coming off the bench. But what's the Amen Thompsons of the world going to do? The Alperen Şengüns, the Jalen Greens, Jabari Smith, you know, Cam, don't call him Scam Whitmore, who a lot of Warriors fans wanted. When he was falling.
Could
you get him? Yeah, right? So... We'll see. There's a lot of talent in this series. I'm very interested to see how it's going to shake out. We want to squeeze one in now. Antonio in Oakland, we'll get you on. We want to give Antonio his time, all right?
Antonio, got to give Antonio his time.
We got to give Antonio his lot of time.
I thought you said Tony in Oakland.
Now, where is Tony? Where is Tony at?
You tell me.
Where's
I've been around.
Signal at for her?
You know, I only get to listen from like 9:20 to 10 o'clock these days.
Yeah, well.
I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
Ever again. You won't, will you?
I'd never lie.
Never?
I'm a truth teller.
You are?
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. It's worth saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Was that you this year or last year?
That was last season.
Oh, okay.
No, Shasky, I mean, I came in here, you guys were compared to the championship team. You guys have been flipping the flop that's been going on.
I said it. This team, like on paper and from the players, I think this is a better roster than that championship team. But I do think the teams that they're going up against this year, it's a lot deeper than the West was in that championship run.
Spino, do you want to play some of my bad takes? Don't make me play that Kawhi take from last week.
I'm standing by it. It's not a bad take.
It's a terrible take.
Real quick, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a terrible take.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's the worst take.
You heard it here first. At some point in this in these playoffs, Kawhi Leonard will be load managed. You heard it here first. All right, and that's what's coming up the game, brought to you by someone. Here it is, Fremont Bank, here for you. here for good.